Thank you, Madam Chair. Distinguished delegates, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce the theme for this panel discussion on the United Nations system and opportunities for mainstreaming and promoting the right to development. The motivation for selecting this theme lies in both the calls by states for mainstreaming the right to development in the work of the bodies of the UN system, as well as in the opportunities that doing so presents for operationalizing the right to development in general. The Charter of the United Nations establishes, in its Article 55, the obligation of the United Nations as an international organization to promote universal respect for and observance of human rights, as well as higher standards of living, full employment, and conditions of economic and social progress and development. These obligations on the United Nations are distinct from those of member states. Indeed, these are also the very institutional objectives of the United Nations under Article 1 of the Charter. More specifically, in the context of the right to development, in numerous resolutions, including the latest resolution A/HRC/54/18, the Human Rights Council has encouraged relevant bodies of the United Nations system within their respective mandates, including United Nations specialized agencies, funds, and programs, relevant international organizations, including the World Trade Organization, and relevant stakeholders, including civil society organizations, to give due consideration to the right to development in the implementation of the 2030 Agenda, and to cooperate with the expert mechanism in the fulfillment of its mandate with regard to the promotion and implementation of the right to development. Similarly, the General Assembly has time and again reiterated the same. In addition, the General Assembly has also time and again specifically called upon the specialized agencies, funds, and programs of the United Nations system to mainstream the right to development into their operational programs and objectives, and has stressed the need for the international financial and multilateral trading systems to mainstream the right to development into their policies and objectives. In this context, a few entities within the United Nations system do work explicitly on the right to development. However, there's an overall sense among member states and civil society organizations that the right to development has either not been adequately mainstreamed in the work of many entities within the United Nations system, or that a lot more can be done to operationalize it. There is very little conversation or knowledge around what has been done, what the challenges are to its effective mainstreaming in the work of these entities, and how can these challenges be overcome. It is in this context that this panel seeks to provide a forum to exchange ideas among senior officers of relevant entities within the United Nations system, including specialized agencies and related organizations, on how their respective organizations and scope of work can mainstream and benefit from the normative framework of the right to development. There are certain guiding questions for this discussion that have been proposed. First, do you consider that your organization or office or program or fund has been able to mainstream the right to development into your operational programs, policies, and objectives? How so? Two, what are the challenges you have found or may have in mainstreaming the right to development? Three, can you identify a few areas of work of your organization that could benefit from mainstreaming the right to development? And fourthly, and most importantly for our purposes, how can the expert mechanism support this effort? We have a wonderful panel lined up to explore these questions as well as related issues. Thank you, Madam Chair.